Blog Talk Radio.
All goddamn ready, down and dirty with those, but goddamn, no apologies, goddammit. We ain't apologizing for shit. We believe in ourselves and we ain't apologizing for it. No fear. We ain't gonna have no goddamn fear. We ain't scared of shit. Nothing. Everything, we aggressively address it. No shame. You ain't gonna feel no goddamn shame because of who you are, what you are, where you coming from. No disrespect. You don't mean it, and you ain't taking it. You don't mean no disrespect, and you're not accepting none. And lastly, no regrets. You don't have no regrets that you chose to be out in the streets. You just know you ain't needed no job, so you're in the streets. So what? These are the five no's that you need to have as you know, part of your belief. You got to just make it part of you. No apologies, no fear, no shame, no disrespect, and no regrets. Now implement this shit in your life as soon as you can, as quickly as possible. This is the Down and Dirty Show with Rosebud, you understand? And goddammit, I ain't gonna never be talking bullshit, but I'm gonna be talking a lot of shit, always. That's what I do. I got hella shit to say about this game. And if there's one thing we gonna do, we gonna get it straight. Excuse me. Game is so it can be executed. Game ain't so that you can be persecuted. Yeah, you wanna know that. You can contact me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on at Mr. Rose on Twitter, excuse me, at Mr. Rosebud. And if you could always check my site out, AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com, where you can find the keys to that vehicle you're going to use, fellas. It's a lot of things that can help you there. Plus, I'm there. And don't sleep on my motherfucking MP3s. You know, not the tools. I'm talking about my... the ones on CD Baby where you can get my audiobook, The American Pimp. God damn, it's dope. It really is motherfucking dope. Now, tonight, if you want to call in and holler at a brother, just 657-383-0809. That's the number to call in. Call in. If you got a question, make sure you punch one so that you can so that I can see you and you can get in. And I also want you to tune into my Ask Rosebud show Sunday nights, same time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check both of them sites out, AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. My shit, you know, when I talk on this doggone shit, I'll be talking that. I mean, the thing about me that I know help guys like you that's out there trying to have some money from the streets, pimp these bitches. See, what's really good about me is that I'm coming from a place that I know. I'm not guessing about this shit. And what I'm going to tell you about is not for you to take lightly. You know, I got tools. I think I got 36 of them. 36 or I forget how many tools. But they each hour, 36 hours of motherfucking game about what you need to think in order to get to the top. If you want to get that shit proper and you want it to be ingrained in you, because see, the thing about you guys is you don't really have too many people that you can just sit around and kick it with. So you're going to have to do something to get the game. So I'm trying my best to help you. And I don't want you guys to be tripping about me, you know, in your today pimping. You know, I didn't. You know, I'm coming around. Not that I accept it as you know what to do, but I am coming around to seeing that that's all you guys got to go on, and I'm gonna try my best to keep it clear. And you remember, I got the ABP principles, I got the Alpha Man rules, I got the pledge, I got the five no's, and I got the 10 things to do that's inexpensive on a date. Those are all free. Hit me on either one of those emails. Well, hit me on my Ask Rosebud email, and I will hook you up. Now, I want to talk about tonight something that is just important. It's just fucking important. And understanding change and the importance it holds for each one of us is essential. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. Trey, you there?
I am here. What's happening,
What's
bud?
Going on, man? Holler at these folks, man.
Yes, what's happening, y'all? Welcome to the Rosebud Show. And
this is the Down and Dirty Show, goddammit.
That's right, the Down and Dirty Show. That's right, I got to get my days right. But, yeah, you know, I got the artdistrictdirect.com over there if you guys need any graphic arts or any business cards or anything done like that. But go ahead, bud. Tell them what's going on today.
Hey, check it out. My nigga, this is who I'm fucking with now, Trey Lavish, artdistrict.com. And he got a lot of shit going that I think you'd be beneficial to fuck with, because goddammit, graphics, you gotta have correct graphics if you wanna get anything done. TreyLavishDistrict@gmail.com is his email, and ArtDistrictDirect.com is the site. Check that shit out,
that's
man.
Right.
Me and Trey is gonna be joined at the hips for a while, goddammit. Probably forever. Now,
yeah, so that email is TreyLavishDirect@gmail.com. TreyLavishDirect.
All right, Trey. Hey, I remember when I decided, you know, to change, you know, from Rosebud. I guess I didn't really decide to change from Rosebud, but I decided to change. And I had to overcome a lot of negative thinking. And it was really kind of amazing, to tell you the truth, because you don't realize how negatively you think until you start trying to do something different. So as I got into my change, I realized that I had to overcome my old ways. And if I didn't overcome them, I wasn't going to get to really do any of the shit that I wanted to do. And you know, the stuff I'm doing now. So, unlike you, or most of you, I'm a big believer in change. And what's more, I firmly believe change is a good thing, especially when the change is promoting you to achieve your goals. So we got to think. First of all, we got to be ready to change if we. Why would any man, why would they think he doesn't have to perform at his very best every single day he's alive? If you want to have hoes, if you want to be a man, a lot of people call you predators. A lot of people say that a pimp is a predator. Now, the reason they say that is evidently they think you prey on women. But I'll go for you being a predator once you learn how to stalk and check a motherfucker out and then pounce on her. Yeah, I'll go for that. But in reality, you're not a predator, because you're not devouring these women. You're a predator because you know how to stake out this area that they frequent, this area, actually the city, the streets. Period. You know how to stake them out. They want to associate you as a predator because you know the art of catching. You're not really a predator. You know the art of catching, because when you catch, you ain't finna drug that bitch up. You ain't finna do none of this stupid shit that they be thinking you got to do to catch a hoe. No. See, so what I'm saying that, you know, you have to be thinking at your top every day. And the reason for that is actually shocking. The reason you have to force yourself yourself to be thinking at your best, at your peak, is because deep down inside of every single one of us, excuse me, is a lazy motherfucker just laying in wait to come out and be able to be at his laziest. Believe me, if I wouldn't have gotten to the point to where what I do is like second nature. It would be like a job, and I would hate it. I swear to God, every time I'm doing something and it, you know, becomes like a job to me, I lose my interest. That's me at this point. Now, you might not believe that, but it's true. Every one of us have a really lazy motherfucker in us that's trying to come out, and they do everything they can to come out. Everything they can to make you see and want the least. A lot of you motherfuckers, you won't admit it, but you'll fold under the slightest pressure and not even realize you're folding. Then you want to get upset at me when I don't baby your motherfucking ass. You know, we had that on our show last week, or, you know, I don't baby you. And if you think whatever the fuck you think, that's on you. You have to deal with it. See, I don't cater to you. You know, when you ask me a question or when you got something to say, you know, if it's on hit, cool, I'm going with it. But if it's not, I'm letting you know. And I do that because, hold on, you finna go, honey? Oh, any day, my daughter's here. What I'm saying is, you guys got to understand, if you want a motherfucker catering to you, babying you because you got a question, you know, don't ask me the question because I ain't catering. I'm going to be at you. I'm going to make you be a man. If you don't believe in yourself and you take, you know, the course, this course can help you even though you think you pimping and you know every motherfucking thing. I ain't mad at you, so don't get to tripping. You can listen to me forever. There's a never buy the motherfucking course. I could give a fuck if you buy it. I mean, if you don't buy it. I only care if you do. So if you do, cool. We're going to kick it and learn woo-woo, whatever. But if you don't, so what? Listen to this shit. Maybe you'll get some out of it. So what I'm saying is this. If you don't believe in yourself, and you take the course and begin to build confidence, the worst thing to do is to have a situation and not make a decision on it. Which is why we're talking about what we're talking about today. Because I get a lot of you guys calling me, and what, not calling me, but instant message me, email me, text me. Hey, but what's really fucked up is that you motherfuckers be having options. This is something I can't understand. If you have an option, why would you need to call someone else to make the decision? Now, I could see if you was thinking about doing something and you had no options. Maybe you might need somebody to talk to, but I would create an option in that damn situation. But what I'm saying is I'm talking to dudes that has options at their fingertips. And they're afraid to make decisions. They're afraid to make choices. Why are you guys so afraid of making mistakes? This is what I don't understand. Don't you realize that you cannot come out of the gate without making mistakes? You can't do nothing without making mistakes initially because you got to learn what you're doing. Even if somebody gave you a roadmap, you're still going to make some mistakes because that's their roadmap. Making mistakes and accepting them, motherfuckers, is the only way you're going to grow. Growing is taking the chance to be wrong. That's how you grow. You take the fucking chance to be wrong. You quit thinking that everything has to be right for you to get involved with it. It doesn't. It's very seldom going to be right. Shit. I stress to always be reaching for something. And your goals are the best I could suggest for you to reach for. Now, why am I kicking it about this shit with y'all? Because y'all pimps. Y'all know this and y'all know that. See, I'm kicking it with you because I know you don't know. And I know you just as afraid as them cats on Ask Rosebud. Some of you on here are not afraid. And you'll let me say something, then spark you then you'll get on that damn phone and stand up, spin some shit, okay? That don't faze me. All that do is show me you was just like everybody else because you should have had questions as soon as the show started. We should have started the show with your motherfucking question. You know why? Because this your show. This is for you. This ain't for, well, it is for me too. But it's more for you than it is for me. It's just, you got to remember, some things you hear are true, even if it didn't come from me or someone you trust. So as long as you understand that in life, you got a chance. It's a fact. I learned it. Trey, I want you to hear this. Tell me if you agree with it. It's a fact that just as you are what you eat. You ever heard that, Trey?
Yes, I have.
You believe that?
I sure do.
Okay.
I sure do.
Just as you are what you eat, you are who you hang out with. It's the same thing. Can you see that, Trey?
Yes, I can. Birds of a feather flock together.
There you go, baby. That's exactly right. See, the thing about this life that we choose, you know, you can choose it, but you don't really want it. See, you choose it, but if you wanted it, the moment you choose it, you would dive in. You would go head first in. You wouldn't be standing on the outside, you know, tiptoeing around, trying to see if, putting your toe in the water to see if you could, you know, stand. No, you would dive in. Because this shit, you got to learn on the job training. You can't ease into it. You know, if you ease into it, you're going to ease into getting schooled. And if you're easing into getting schooled, you're going to make hella mistakes that you don't have to make. You are what you think. And you're going to act or react on what you feel or get from what you think. So you got to understand, or it seems natural or only reasonable, that if you hanging around suckers, motherfucking punks that don't want to face nothing, that's how you're going to be. You ain't going to want to face shit. I mean, unless you want to be the big guy in the small pond. I mean, you know, you can face some shit and still hang around them little guys so you can feel like a big guy. But that ain't going to do you no good like that, brother. That will not do you no good. When you feel fear from a particular goal that you have, let's say you're trying to get out, you want a car. You want to get you a car that you can look pimpish in. And this is a goal you're having. But, man, you know, that car note, you know what I'm saying? That car note is a motherfucker to you. That car note and that insurance, and I might not have hoes, you know, all the time. You are supposed to not buckle under that thought. You're supposed to accept that thought. And you're supposed to stand strong to get in that car, if that's what it is you want, and try to do it. Why? Why would you try to do it? See, this is something you guys, right here, I should have a whole bunch of motherfuckers asking questions because you want to see if what you're thinking is right. But no, you'd rather out there. Damn, Trey, I didn't know you was off, man. But anyway, back home. I think. What's going on with this thing taking so long? 832, I see you, 832. 832-816. What's your first name? What's your question?
This KB from Houston. What's up, Uncle Bud?
KB, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I want to respond to something you just said about when you fear something, you have to. My thing is this. I'm always going to ask myself this question when I do feel fear. Is what I want overriding what I fear, or is it vice versa?
And then I'll make my decision. Is what you want overriding your fear, or is your fear overriding what you want? That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir. I make that distinction.
What do you do?
I make the distinction, I come down with the decision after I make the distinction.
Okay, KB. Now, you know I'm the devil's advocate. So, you know, I'm going to challenge that bullshit you just said. And I'm going to ask you this right I'm going to ask you right here, like this.
Let's go.
I'm going to ask you. You let it out, so I'm coming at you. At what point would you accept your fear is overrides what you want?
At what point will I accept my fear is overriding what I want?
Yeah.
When I feel like it's really not worth pursuing. When it's not that big of a want to me, then I'm like, fuck it. Not trying to wait.
Okay. All right. Hold on right there. Now, people that's listening, you would think that I'm fucking with KB, but I'm not. Because it's important to make yourself think the right shit. Because if you don't think the right shit, if you don't pose the right question, you're going to think about the wrong answer. So, KB, what I'm saying is, for one thing, fear is fear. And if you have the common sense to assess, because fear and assessment is not the same thing. Because what you said at the end, if it's not worth it, you're not fucking with it, that's your assessment of the situation. But wait a minute. And you're going to go for what you assessed. But fear of the situation, you won't go for it. So that brings me back to my question. When will you let fear overrule it and to just push this along? Never.
Uncle Bud, I got to chime back in a minute. I'm going to call right back.
But I got something on that, and you're right, but that's just like if you come from America and you're afraid of a rattlesnake, you're going to run from it. But if you grew up in India and you got a flute in your hand, you're going to play the flute and make the rattlesnake dance. That's the difference in having confidence and letting your fears influence how you think. And like you say, thoughts are real forces. You know, are they friend or are they foe? And you got to know where those thoughts originate from.
And not only good shit, Trey. Not only do you have to know where they originate from, you have to be able to, critically think about it. Now, what this brother KB didn't think about was that he was saying that. There is a situation as fear being at a certain level where you can or cannot make a decision. Now, I say fear will never enter my life like that because even if I'm afraid, I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make whatever decision I make, and if it comes out the scary way, I'm going to, do it. But my point is, he was right in what he was saying as far as assessing, I'm going to see, is it worth my attention, blah, blah, blah. And if it ain't, fuck it. See, he wasn't thinking correctly. Do you see that, Trey?
Yeah, he was actually choosing the scary route.
What I'm saying is he was confusing two totally different situations to solve one scenario. Otherwise, assessing whether or not something is worth your interest is one skill. And being able to make yourself choose the bravest way, otherwise don't let the fear scary way. My point is, the guy didn't want to get a car. See, if he worried about the browse ain't going to be there all the time and all this stuff, he going to think twice about getting a car. He might even think three times about getting it. And then if he get one, he might get an old used one. Not old, but, one, two, 3 years old instead of a brand new one. Now, when he drives down the street in that 2 or 3 year old car, he going to feel good because it is a newer car than he had. But he's going to feel nothing like he would feel if he was rolling in a brand new car. He would believe 30 times more in himself if he had bought that brand new car. And he would be getting 30 times more money if he'd have bought that brand new car, even though what he was thinking before he bought it was true. Shit, man, these bitches ain't promised to me. I might not have these bitches, you know, keep be able to play. So thinking that way is definitely, you know, smart, but it's scary if you let that way rule you and you won't be able to win. And I see you, KB. I know you heard me. Man, what the fuck is taking this motherfucker so long to turn on? Hold on, man. Okay, I know you heard me just now. What you got,
man? I didn't. I had to go. You know I ain't no punk, Unc. I had to go. This motherfucker deserved me. I told this motherfucker not to bother me.
I ain't talking about nobody being a punk. I'm trying to give you some game, man. And you need to understand what I'm saying.
I couldn't hear you. I had to get off.
Okay, what I'm saying about a motherfucker, I use this scenario about you as somebody that... Otherwise, to me, there's no time you should be afraid and so afraid that you don't do whatever the hell you're thinking about. That's why I was asking you, when do you let fear stop you from doing what you're thinking about doing? And it should be never. And what you do supposed to do is what you said. You assess the situation, but you don't run from it. You assess it, and then you come up with a plan to do it. What I'm saying is you got a guy that want to buy a pimp nigga, you know, got a couple hoes, and he save up, you know, got some money, and he motherfucking want to buy a car. Now he start thinking about buying a pimp mobile. Now a real motherfucker going to go out and buy a brand new goddamn car, period, no matter what year it is. You going and buy a brand new car. Now, you ain't never bought a car before, but you pimping like a motherfucker, and you know that motherfuckers be getting cars, but you also know motherfuckers lose their car. So what I'm saying is when you start thinking about buying that new car, you start telling yourself, man, I don't know, hoes ain't promised, man. They might not be here all the time. You know, all this stuff. You start letting this fearful shit come in. Now, if you go for that and you go buy a 2 or 3 year old car that you feel you can make the notes or whatever, see, you're going to feel okay because you driving a newer car than you had before. Yeah, but listen to me, man. But if you were scared of paying those notes and then you go buy that brand new car, you gonna feel 30 times better than riding in that two or three year old car. It's gonna bring out 30 times more game in you. It's just gonna be hella better. And it's still the bitches ain't there. The bitches ain't promised to be there. You know, just
but
because
you're gonna
you
make them be there.
Because you got the car.
Hell yeah. So the bitch has got to be there so I can keep this goddamn note safe.
Hey, not only that, man. I'm just saying pimping, keeping them around when you really get your motivation up right. And when you're thinking right, the shit, it comes out in what you're saying and what you're doing. You know, it just flows better. So just know that, man. You know, I like you, man. So whenever you say something, you better understand. I'm going to challenge your motherfucking ass, man. I ain't gonna just be saying okay, yeah, you right. All right, I'm rolling. Hey, check it out. Hey, this is like important for us to know. We dudes that make our own living from the streets. Yeah, we got bras. Yeah, but I'm telling you, we don't depend on no bras. None of us is real because we know bitches come going. So when they get here, you know they're going to be gone at one point. So how you going to depend on her? You can't. That's why motherfuckers like me realize that you depend on yourself and you depend on the game that you have. And you depend on the game that you have to keep the bitch as long as it keep her. But you also know that when you have her, you ain't finna stop with that bitch. That's why you niggas get 7, 8, 9, 10 deep. Because you know this shit goes on and on. Ain't nobody trying to be Ozzy and Harriet and have some kind of picket white fence. And I only need 2 or 3 hoes to buy a goddamn picket white fence house. I need 150,000 hoes to buy my motherfucking house. And that's how I think. That's how you supposed to think. Ain't no motherfucker gonna be satisfied because you got a bitch paying you like a motherfucker. Fuck that. And when you feel like that, when you act like that, you lose all your fear of that. You become fearless. You become like a reckless motherfucker to somebody that's looking. But to a motherfucker that know, we know that nigga getting gay. And he getting a stroke of confidence that's going to take him for the next 20 years. See, you got to understand, when you come to me with scenarios that you tried to make work, but for whatever reasons they didn't, you know, get what you wanted, you need to understand what I be trying to get you to understand, which is those are failures if you want to see them that way. But to see them as building blocks for your future is the way you should be thinking about that shit. You can't allow failures to see, you got to understand this. You can't allow failing something make you feel like a failure. You got to be able to lose shit without becoming a loser. This is what the game teaches you. And you only learn these fine points of the game if you get down. You ain't going to get this shit with putting your toe in the goddamn water trying to test it. 973, what's up with you, baby? 973, you there? Okay, you press one, but you don't have nothing to say. All right. You didn't have to hang up, man. All you had to do was just say, I didn't have nothing to say. I'd have said, all right. You know, it ain't no big thing. You guys are so fucking scary. Anytime. You see what I'm saying? That's right. These motherfuckers are something else, man. They something else. Hey, Trey, but I forgot, man. You know, I know you're new to me, to the show and shit, but as we kicking it, you know, I get lost in the sauce. You understand what I'm saying? And don't really realize that I'm just running off. So if you got something, or if something came up, you know, just kick it in and let's hear it, and then we keep going. But other than that, I'm gonna be rolling. So it ain't like I'm just forgetting you.
Oh no, not at all. I'm definitely gonna insert when I hear something in there that you're doing fine right now, man. You're doing great.
All right, man. Hey, you guys. See, the thing about
but I always got I always got something though. So you know, if you one thing I was wondering is if a man feels confident, let's say talking in front of a woman, and he feels he has great ability at doing so, which I think some of these guys believe they do, but they do lack self-esteem when it comes to maintaining a good relationship with the woman. I noticed a lot of guys have that issue.
Okay, wait. You said a lot of shit. What's the question?
Well, you know we don't ask questions based on the statement, but
it does. On the shows, we can ask questions. You can ask the questions. You don't ask questions in public or when you around your peers. When you represent here, you in school or whatever you want. So you can ask a question.
Okay, well, basically what I'm asking is this. I notice a guy could have confidence in talking in front of a woman and feel he has an ability to do so. But have you noticed that a lot of guys lack self-esteem when it comes to this also? And I think you do have to have self-esteem in order to have confidence.
Well, okay. You knew you were going to be doing that shit. Fuck saying the same thing two ways. Because self-esteem is a very big part of confidence. And you cannot be confident if you have low self-esteem. So just standing on that, your question is you can't ask it, because how can you be confident and have low self-esteem? You understand that?
Yeah, well, for example,
you ain't got to agree with it, but do you understand it?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying, but for example, let's say you're a concert pianist. And you're a great pianist, and you have no fear in doing this in front of the public or performing in front of the public, but you lack self-esteem when it comes to relating to other people. For instance, there's a lot of these gurus who teach confidence, not you, because I know you're the man. You got a lot of these guys out here trying to teach how to be a man, how to be this, but they can't even carry a relationship with other people.
Yeah,
so
but
how
listen,
do you have,
man. You listen, in the instance where you're a concert pianist and you're totally at ease when you're playing the piano, but when it comes to talking to somebody, you don't do so well. That's not because you have low self-esteem. That's because more than likely you're introverted. If you're introverted, you're only able to expose or whatever, be an extrovert when you're doing whatever it is that you're comfortable with. So he feels, as far as that goes, the same way about himself when he's playing the piano as when he's being quiet. It's just that when he's playing the piano, him feeling that does nothing to him because he's expressing himself through the piano. But when he's not playing the piano, he has to express himself verbally, which, being introverted, he's not used to talking. It's not that he feels anything negative about his hair or his whatever. It's that he's an introvert. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. So that's kind of like the guy likes to be in his comfort zone.
No. Let's not keep going on that. Let's just... We talked about that enough. Let's go on to the next thing. These things that we need to understand. See, first of all, men like Trey too, thinks a woman should worship us. And we never act thankful that motherfucking bitch, you know, is fucking with us or gave us some pussy or whatever. I'm serious. I know I don't. And I believe Trey don't.
I don't either.
So what I'm saying is, even if, you know, motherfuckers don't agree with it or believe it, you should let her hear you say that motherfucking shit, that she is the lucky one in this relationship, because you could be fucking with one of them motherfuckers out there. You know, you get to fuck with me. You know, you could be, you gotta let them understand that shit. Let me ask you this. If you don't think this shit, if you don't think this way about yourself, what makes you think the motherfucking bitch gonna think like that? Everything starts at home with you and what you think about your goddamn self. I had already told you women don't fucking like ignorant dudes, but they don't, you know, really care how smart you are either. They only care about two things that are very important to them. And there's two things that you must do better than all right if you really want to have a woman. They care about if you can fuck the shit out of them, and they care about how goddamn sharp you are when it comes to handling them in, like, heated situations or verbal exchanges. That's all they care about. Everything else is just part of the course, and they are willing to go through it. Heated exchange, you're going to have that bitch for a long time, because that's what they want, especially if they're a hoe, because hoes be wanting a motherfucker that can handle them. They be wanting a motherfucker that can handle all kinds of shit off the top of his head. That's what make her idolize you. That's what make her think you are like a god, because you know how to deal with every fucking thing that comes up. I never let my hoes hear me say, I don't know. Never. They never heard me say that goddamn shit. Daddy, what you do? I don't know. Now, this bitch can't say it to me either. I slap the shit out of her. If you would rather say I don't know than answer the question, that means you ain't even trying to think. How you going to win out there trying to get a motherfucker some money, and you tell me, that's very, very, very gamed up for me to be able to bring that to the bitch like that. Yeah, that's how I do it, man. That's why we kick it, so you know what to say. I don't just say shit. See, I am very serious about fucking where you coming from. I am. So if you want a woman to have an attraction for you, you got to represent being a motherfucking man. Pimp-ass motherfucker. Whenever you around any bitch dealing with any kind of problems, you better be representing that. Because I sure do. If you represent anything else, you may, you know, get to fuck her or whatever, but you'll be chasing her, and she gonna lead you straight to your bank account. My motherfucking course provides real pimps with real confidence because of the information that it has that builds you into a confident man. This shit is guaranteed to teach you how to have a firm grasp on how to charge and control motherfucking bitches, how to interact in any kind of environment that has to do with women. But nowhere in my course does it say I will take your hand and help you decide what to fucking do in any given situation. I don't say that goddamn shit. So miss me unless we just want to kick it. I have never claimed that I would accept all of a motherfucker's emails. Motherfucker writes your email with 80 lines in it. Oh my goodness. And answer the same question. You know, you ask the same question 14 different ways. You know, because they can't accept it, right? Let me see, man. We got 336-247. What's up with you?
Hey, what's up, OG? This is so, man. What's cracking?
Ain't nothing to it, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, I just got a question, man. How do you, or should I say, in dealing with a broad who, you know, a fresh bitch, basically a green bitch, that you, a turnout, I mean, how do you handle that whole morality issue? Because a lot of this, how, you know, the bitch don't really want to be out the closet with the shit, man. you want to fuck with me and play with my fucking time, but she don't want to come out the closet.
Listen to this, man. You know why she don't want to come out the closet? Huh?
No, that's why I'm asking you.
Because you let her know you already done showed her that you will let her stay in the closet. That's why. If you'd have let that bitch know, bitch, if you don't want to come out the closet, get your ass out the car. Ain't no way you gonna fuck with me. If you'd have told that bitch that shit right away, that bitch would have been out the closet by now because she wants to fuck with you. You already said that. Shit. You already said she want to fuck with you. Yeah.
I already shook the bitch, man. I'm just saying, you know, after the fact now.
Oh, well, okay, man. You did the right thing, and that's what you do when it comes to morality. If the bitch got some kind of moral dilemma, you tell her, okay, I ain't trying to make you do nothing you don't want to do, and let her go on about her motherfucking way, because she ain't going to be nothing but a problem anyway. But other than that, you letting the bitch know, if you want to fuck with me, come on. But if you think I'm going to be fucking with you, you sadly mistaken. Because that's what they do. They charm you a little bit and make you decide to fuck with them. And then that means you're going to take all the bullshit that they, you know, bring to you. But if you stay strong to what you're talking about, meaning, bitch, you want to fuck with me, and if you do, then come on. But other than that, you can't. They don't fuck with you, man. And they'll tell you, man, I ain't fucking with you. They'll tell because they know it. Yeah.
Do you think the fact that the bitch was a stripper had anything to do with it?
Probably.
Oh, that's terrible.
Probably.
They're all about getting in your pockets, man. Their mentality is all about getting in your pockets, man.
Well, you know, bitches is bitches, man. So strippers got these. They do have moral trips, and their moral trip is that they're immoral. They'll let a motherfucker look at her ass and all that shit for a dollar. Whereas a hoe, they say a hoe is immoral because she on the street. So who's immoral, man? them motherfuckers on the street. You can't do nothing to see them clothes they wear. The motherfucking strippers let you see all up in their titties and lick them and all kind of shit for a dollar tip. Come on. $2 tip. All right, so I'm going to get it. 20. What's up, man? Come on with it, man. You taking too long. What's happening?
My fault, man. I'm trying to soak it up at the same time. I'm trying to bust this shit, too.
Hey, man.
How long, like, okay, I shook the bitch, but the bitch want to keep calling and shit, man. Should I answer the phone and just go hard on the bitch or what, man? I'm just
what'd
like,
you say,
really
what'd you
not
say
want
the last time
shit.
You what'd you say the last time you talked to her?
Either get right or don't fuck with me. This is what I'm on, so either you with it or you ain't with it.
You
and
told her that.
That was that. Straight up.
That's what you told her.
That's what I told her.
What did the bitch say?
She said she just can't be out there like that.
Well, what'd you do right then?
I hung up the phone.
That's what you're supposed to do, man. So I mean, I don't see nothing
but she
wrong
keeps
with
calling,
what is,
though.
So what, man? Tell that bitch fuck you, bitch. You supposed to laugh at the bitch. You supposed to laugh at the motherfucking little bitch. Goddamn, I told you this pimping is addictive. It's like heroin. Get a taste of it, bitch. You want some more and more and more. But you can't fuck with it.
You meet
kill her, bitch.
Did you meet her at a strip club?
Hell no. I met her at the fucking Walmart, man.
Have you ever been to the strip club to see her?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay. All right.
I met her outside the parking lot,
like,
but I ain't never went inside that motherfucker.
It don't sound like you don't know square shit, man. It just sounds like you one of them niggas that don't believe in what he doing. Because you didn't say nothing that I actually needed to correct. So I can't really see why you on here with this, but you know, you probably did have a question about it, but you should have went for the answer you gave yourself. Whatever you see,
right.
What make a motherfucker sharp is going. Just think about this: what if you would believe what you was everything you just said, and you did it all, and you stood on your shit, and you listened to the show, and you overheard some motherfucker describing a situation very similar to yours. And he did the sucker shit, but you did the strong shit. See, that's when you realize you did the right shit. At first, you don't really know you did the right shit. You just think you did the right shit. But then when you hear it confirmed, you know you did. You guys got to give yourself a chance to get that confirmation, because those confirmations help you to believe in what you think. That's why you should bring shit up in scenarios to get, if you, let's say you did the right thing. You don't want to say, well, man, OG, what do you think? You just come on, you know, y'all was with this, had this bitch, she was a dancer, you know, and bloop, 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 and bitch didn't want to fuck with me like I wanted to, and I just put the bitch out, woo, woo, woo. And we'd have just started kicking it, but you would have heard me say that was the right thing to do. And then you got confirmation. See, this is how game goes. You know, you shouldn't need what you guys be needing, because shit happens fast. And you can catch a dancing bitch. You just pull up to that motherfucker. I tell you what you do, and she either want to fuck with you or not. You call that bitch, or the next time she call you, you just tell her, wait a minute. Take a motherfucking deep breath, bitch. You know, and when she's in, you tell her, let me hear you take a deep breath, and you want to hear it. And when you hear it, you got her listening to you. Then you tell that bitch that I'm finna motherfucking come pick you up if you want to fuck with me. And then the bitch is going to say, I kind of do. I didn't say if you kind of do. If you want to fuck with me, you just say yes or no. And the bitch gonna say, I do. And then you tell that bitch, I'm finna come up to your motherfucking spot and get you. And if you ain't got your shit ready, you know, whatever, her little fucking clothes or whatever, then do not call me no more. Now, whether you don't know what the bitch gonna do, but what I'm saying is you ain't never made it serious. You just talking
OG.
To her. Yo.
OG, I was cool with the fact that the bitch was a stripper up until the point that she said, nah, she wasn't trying to break no motherfuckers and shit. I said, what? My bitch has got to break motherfuckers. You ain't about breaking. If y'all you about is some motherfucking dollar bills, I can't really fuck with.
Well, man, why
are
you
wasting
my time with this bitch, man? She don't even want to sell no pussy, man. Goddamn. I mean, this is what I'm saying about you motherfuckers, man. You wait, you take all my time, and then you say she don't even want to charge a motherfucker. That's the most important thing. Why would you even be concerned with a bitch that don't want to charge a motherfucker?
I mean, some bitches, if she was down to charge them, I'd be cool with her.
Yeah, ain't nobody
asked
you about no goddamn what if theory, goddamn bullshit. That's what I keep telling you, motherfucker. That you guys are so crazy, man, because you're talking about all this what if bullshit. What I'm saying is the bitch said she didn't want to sell no pussy. So I don't care how you break it down.
So I shook the bitch. That's
you
what
couldn't
I'm saying.
Have shook,
what I'm telling
you couldn't have shook her because you're still getting calls from her and you asked about her on this show. Now, you see how quiet you is, nigga? You got to understand reality, reality is reality. Because I'm going to shut your ass up. I'm going to tell you, you just got to be real with yourself, bro. You know, if
for
you
sure.
shook, you can't be playing. You guys be playing with yourself. You can't make yourself believe you shook the bitch because you said those words. Man, I'm going to shake that bitch. You ain't shit. Next thing you know, you got a call from the bitch. Bitch, man, if you shook her, you shook her. And if she ain't finna sell no pussy, she really need to be shook. I don't even see why you think about that twice. You know, this is a pimp show, man. This ain't no motherfucking simp show.
For sure. I got you, OG. All
right, man. I'm finna put you back
nope.
in, man.
All right.
Thanks, though. That was some good shit. Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
See, what I'm saying is you can see through them. I heard that square shit coming out your mouth, too, man. You can see through them square eyes if you want to, brother. But you better be listening to this shit so that you can understand the philosophy of fucking with a bitch. You know, it's a lot of things that you would think it seems normal, but they're the absolute wrong thing to think, man. So, you know, you'll pick them up. I'm not going to point out no one thing or this or that, but you'll pick it up as we go along. 832. What'd you say?
Well, my question was, it seemed to me that maybe he'd been in that strip club and he had already tricked off his money to her, so she don't have no respect
for
him.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. You guessed all that shit. You guessed all that. Cause because you wasn't listening to him. He was letting you know he wasn't doing no trick shit. As he was talking.
I know
he
said that, but I didn't.
Hey, man, there you go. I don't want to hear it. Thank you. Let's go. 832, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud? This is Drew Bone.
Hey, 832, you there? Don't be.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Can you hear me?
Well, what's up? Yeah, I got you.
Oh, man, it's Drew Bone. Yeah, this Drew Bone, man. Hey, that last conversation with old boy was just fucking amazing. You know, your ass is sharp because you caught that shit. But you gave a lot of game in that, a lot of game, because one thing really is simple. You really were saying, if I'm right, I believe I'm right. If that...
Come on.
Anytime you go fuck with a bitch or trying to get at a bitch, you can't go wrong if you're going after what you want. If you know what you want, then you got to understand, if that bitch ain't ready to roll with you, then be ready to let that bitch go. It's just that simple. Because you said something that I know I found that I had been doing just with the last 3 weeks about when you try to pursue them bitches, then you end up fucking with them or they charm you and you end up fucking with them. that's where all the bullshit was coming from, the hoes that was doing that shit. So I had to cut them hoes loose. I had to reverse the game, and they wasn't ready to follow me, so I had to say, bitch, fuck you, to all three of the hoes, and kept the five that was fucking with me.
Hey, but you know what, though? See, this is another thing I don't understand about you motherfuckers. How could you not see that before you get to where you got to tell them, fucker? Because I don't, not every single time, I'm not going to say that. I don't see it every single time. But I see who I should fuck with in the first.
You know what I think? I know what it is. I'm going to tell you what my problem.
What?
I tell you what my problem was. My problem was when I went at the whole strong, I didn't stay strong throughout the duration of fucking with them. So at some point, when they did do some shit that I like, or they didn't do something I wanted them to do, and I pushed the issue trying to get back strong, the shit got reversed. I started going from where they was coming from. So that shit was caused me to accept bullshit I didn't want to accept. And I just had to sit back and just study the whole scenario and say, man, I'm fucking up with these three bitches and the hoes that give me all the attention. I'm going to fuck around and lose them because they're going to see I'm taking shit from these hoes.
Well,
I'm gonna lose all the way around.
You need to cut that shit out then, Drew Bone. Let me get on with the show. You ain't got no damn question. Come on, nigga. All right, listen. You guys, I believe it's like totally unfair of some of you motherfuckers to even think I should be subjected to this kind of bombardment I've been getting lately of shit. See, male confidence, or just, I always say male confidence, but I mean confidence, period, has to do with you taking information and using it, not questioning it. Hey, motherfucking Trey?
Yes.
You hear that?
I'm here. I hear
okay,
that.
Okay, I hope you're hearing that. You, male confidence has to do with you taking information and using it, not questioning it. This is what you guys need to understand.
I understand where you're coming from on that.
If you guys understood, you wouldn't try to question the shit because you don't know. You ain't gonna be able to ask the right question. You're just gonna confuse yourself trying to make yourself see where you coming from. But what I'm saying is, why would you want to see where you coming from when you ain't been winning? I mean, that's 2 and 2 is 4. To me, you know, I ain't talking to you, Trey. I'm talking to the people that's listening. You know, I get a lot of people, you hear them, they want to explain where they're coming from because they know they're right. You are right for you, and that's why you losing. That's why you ain't got no bitch. That's why you come home by your motherfucking self because you believe that shit you doing. Hey, but what I'm saying is if your motherfucking ass changed, you know, and understood there, hey, ain't nothing wrong with changing. So, you know, the good thing about changing is you don't have to change from this to that. You can change from this and try that and some of that. You can just change to what you want is what I'm saying. It's a concoction of changes, different times that you ran into this or that situation and you utilized it however you did. This is what I want to see in every motherfucker that I fuck with. I want them to be able to just roll with whatever. You know, you don't have to, I don't ever want to say be like me, but I'm saying, God damn it, you ain't going to never, ever see me take more than like a fraction of a second to answer anything any one of you motherfuckers ever can come up with. Now, you hear I had a lot of coverage in that damn sentence I just said, but I got that coverage because I know I'm sharp. I'm not afraid of saying I'm sharp because I know what to do. I listen. I know how to hear what I need to say according to whoever I'm talking to because I listen. And when they talk to me, you, even when you guys out there talk to me and you think that I'm just not really listening, you'd be astounded at how much I am listening because I'd be goddamn using your words against you. I gotta be listening to do that damn shit. You know, I have to be listening to be able to do that shit. So, what I'm saying is if there's legitimate questions, you know, I always say, don't be asking me no fucking questions, but if there's legitimate questions, I mean, who am I to tell you not to ask it? If you got a legitimate question, by all fucking means, ask it. But don't ask, is it best to do this or that? Because if you're able to ask me that, if you're able to fucking ask me, is it best that I do this or that, I'm probably going to go off and act as if you bothered me. And that's because when you say this or that, that means you have a fucking choice. So make it, motherfucker. We own here to become brave or braver. If you have a choice, make a choice. Quit being scared to make the damn choice. I wonder, should I do this or that? I'm going to wait. It's Monday. And you tell yourself, I'm going to wait till Thursday so I can kick it with Rosebud. I'm going to ask him if I should do this or that. And then I come on there and cuss your motherfucking ass out. You could have made this choice Monday. Because that's when you're supposed to make it. When you thought of it. You ain't supposed to need to talk to me. Need to get this okay. Need to get this clarity. If a motherfucking airplane pilot. He wouldn't fly unless it was summertime. And he wouldn't fly except for in the area where the weather is clear. That's not a pilot. You got to be able to fly in any weather because any goddamn weather can happen. And what I'm saying is you got to be able, or you should be able to be real with yourself and not be motherfucking scary. Shit, stop wanting somebody to make important decisions for you. The fuck is wrong with you guys, man? No, you should not want any motherfucker to think that they can make decisions for you. If you deal with me in my course, you're going to learn new information to help you develop proactive motherfucking decision-making abilities. And also, you're going to learn how to control your sexual thoughts and outcomes. Yes. More important than that, you're going to gain the ability to produce desires. That your desires. You're going to learn that shit. And see, you thinking about pimping. See, this is what you guys don't understand. If I got people in Last Rosebud buying this shit and turning it into catch magnets, what the hell do you think it would do for a motherfucking pimp that actually learned how to use this shit and became a catch magnet? Come on. Seems to me you guys should be jumping out my computer at me trying to get this shit. I should be having to call the police on you from trying to break into my house to get this damn shit. You, of all motherfuckers, should be getting this damn shit. Over 1,500 alumni cannot be wrong. I got 1,500 motherfuckers that I didn't sell this shit to. Probably more because this is some old shit. But I'm saying, they all can't be wrong. They all cannot be wrong. Helping you build and maintain your confidence is what I'm about. But what I'm really about is this. I'm from the streets. I'd rather see some pimp motherfuckers do some real pimp shit. Then I'm not saying I'm opposed to seeing a motherfucker that's a square ass motherfucker go to work every day. I mean, I ain't got nothing wrong. I don't have nothing against them because I'm a big old square now. But I'm saying I want motherfuckers to be just that, motherfuckers. Shit. Tonight's subject is, you got to remember that. It's about understanding change and how it affects you, or should I say how it should affect you. You know, you can't change unless it's got the right effect. And if it's going to have the right effect, change by all means. I don't want to lose any respect, you know, that I've earned from you guys over the years. And, you know, you cats who have actually been, you know, listening to me for a while, you know, I'm not really a verbal motherfucker when it comes to sex. But, man, I can't see how you can't be a com freak. If you have motherfucking hoes, now, I'm saying you got hoes, you a pimp. You got some fucking hoes. And these bitches get dressed around you and shit and leave and look this fabulous in front of you. And then I hear these motherfuckers tell my man, I don't fuck my hoes, man. Damn. You ever hear that shit, Trey?
I hear it all the time.
They don't
hear it
fuck
all the time.
Hoes. Well, who do they fuck? Are they monks?
And they got the theory from somewhere, or they took a theory and went left with it.
Hey, they took a theory and went left with it because it's not really a theory. I'll explain that shit to you in a minute. But what I'm saying is, think about this, fellas. You got part of the reason every motherfucker I know that was a pimp, part of the reason they became pimps is because they was con freaks and loved fucking bitches. But them motherfuckers start getting paid. And then they realize that they not fucking off what they didn't learn as far as being pimps on just over some pussy. See, you get pussy. Pussy don't get you. Pimps know that. Shit, pussy don't get you. Bitch can't come up to me and give me no motherfucking pussy. She can come up to me and I can get her motherfucking pussy when I get ready to get it. But you can't give me shit, bitch. And until you're able to think like that, you're going to be handled by bitches. See, a real motherfucker know how to goddamn think. And I don't want you to get the impression that, you know, pussy ain't important or that I think it should not be important. Shit. Men like us want to develop the head on our shoulder. The head on our shoulders, we want to develop that one. And that in itself will assist the head between your motherfucking legs. We already know that. We don't be tripping on no sex. Now, if that's what's important to you, so be it. I just want you to remember, I don't really go deep into that kind of shit. My show is about becoming a pimp and thinking like a pimp at all times. And how important the role confidence plays in your becoming a pimp, a real one. This show is about learning how to control and master what it takes to display your mentality about the position you have in life. At any time, you do it at any time and at anywhere. And you do it at full force. You're not going to let nothing intimidate you. We coming at you with our beliefs and rules intact because we practice what we believe in. Now, I've said it. Did I do have a couple of questions? Okay, 470. I'm sorry, you probably been hanging there. What's going on? What's going on with you, 470? Hold on, man. Hold on, this fucking.
Hello?
There you go. I got you, man. What's happening?
Rosebud, what's going on, man? Appreciate you for giving the game and everything like that, bro.
Right on. What's up?
Man, I'm just trying to figure out, like, you saying, like, we do it with that one situation. How you supposed to back up and shake that one hole? But I be feeling like, can't you convince the bitch to fuck with you? And when do you draw the boundary at?
Hey, bro, you sound like a motherfucker that's a professional. You sound like a motherfucker that's a professional convincer.
Nah, I've been fucking with a lot of bitches for a while now.
But hold on. You sound like every single one that you think you should try to convince, you try to convince them. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying to you is, how many times or how successful are you at convincing a bitch?
I mean, I could convince a bitch to like me. I could convince a bitch to probably want to see me. But I haven't really convinced a bitch.
No. Let's think in realistic terms. You could convince her to accept you buying her something, you know, a meal or some drinks or whatever. Yeah. You can accept that bullshit, but that's what I'm saying, bro. You should be showing yourself that convincing a bitch don't work. The bitch supposed to convince you. If she don't convince you that you should fuck with her, then you shouldn't. And if your motherfucking ass ain't brave enough to get your ass up and walk away from that bitch when you realize that you shouldn't fuck with her, you're going to be like you are. Sit there, spend your little change, and don't do shit but get a smile and she'll see you next time. Nah, I ain't with that. So, my answer is, I don't convince no bitch. I don't even try to convince a bitch. Soon as I see or hear that I even sound like I'm trying to convince her, I'm going to say something to that effect. It sounds like I'm trying to convince you of this shit, girl. Let me get out of here. And I'm leaving. I ain't got no problem leaving you, bitch. I ain't got no problem getting up. You know, I ain't got no problem, you know, seeing the writing on the wall, the reality of life. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. And if you would understand what I'm saying, you would realize that it's not about the bitch. And as long as you make it about the bitch, you're going to always be missing the bitch. It's supposed to be about you. And if it's about you and you impressing that on the broad you fucking with, she want to go home with you because, you know, you fucking didn't impress her with some shit about you. That's what we do, man.
I hear that. I appreciate that, Rosebud.
So,
it's just I'll be.
Hold on, man. Go ahead. Sometime what?
It's just sometimes I'll be feeling like it's that's just me. Like I'm that guy. Like I could make
what guy?
I'm just the guy that could. Just because of who I am, the bitch would want to, like, switch up with
no,
the way,
hey,
the way
hey,
she...
Listen, man. If you want to go to Romper Room and play some kind of fantasy land bullshit, you can do that. But you don't think that. You don't think that bullshit about yourself. Because you don't even sound like you think that. You was just talking. Don't do that shit to yourself, man. You can't fake me out, man. I can hear in your voice. You don't hardly believe that just because you are who you are, the bitch should just be fucking. You don't believe that damn shit. If you believe that shit, you wouldn't even be on here. Now, come on, man. Don't nobody want to fucking hear that bullshit, man. Be real, man. Don't you want to really grow?
Yeah.
Well, be real with yourself. You know you don't do that shit, do you, man?
I appreciate that, Rosebud.
No,
do
you?
You're right.
That's right. That's right, man. And that's all I'm saying. That's going to help you grow right there, brother. All right. Private number 11111. What's up?
Yo. Hey, what's good, Rosebud? I agree with you with like 95% of the shit you be talking, but like. That like a piece fucking this bitch. I ain't with that unless the bitch makes so much money for you, like $100,000.
Hey man, let me tell you something, man. Yeah, let me tell you something. Hey, hold up. I could already tell you ain't even got no bitches. I know
I do,
it.
Wait, bro.
I already know, and I know you're gonna tell me you do, and I know you're gonna start explaining how many hoes you got, but you ain't with not fucking your bitch because you ain't no pimp. Because who do you fuck, motherfucker, if you don't fuck your bitch? You fuck dudes?
The pussy don't control me.
Hey, hold up, man. Hey, brother, hold up. I don't want to hear your bullshit. I want to just,
oh, man.
You know, but if you want to talk, I'll talk to you. But who do you fuck if you don't fuck your hoe?
I got bitches I fuck, but they bring us something to the table.
Hey, bro, listen to me. Any real pimp, no. If the bitch get paid to get fucked, you better fuck get paid fucking with a bitch. Because if any bitch know you fucking a bitch that ain't paying you, she ain't gonna pay you no more. That's why I know you a liar. If you don't start telling the truth, I ain't gonna do nothing but hang up on you. I don't like talking to lying motherfuckers.
You ain't got damn bitch, you know it, man.
I don't want to hear that shit. You ain't got damn bitch.
Nah, a true P ain't gonna fuck his bitch unless she make like $100,000 or so, you feel me?
You a goddamn liar. True pimp. Man, who the fuck you think I know? I know nothing but true pimps. And that's the only bitch they fuck. And they fuck that bitch when they did get hard.
They gonna put you in the category as a true pimp.
That's why a pimp have 5, 6, 7 bitches, so you don't fuck the same bitch, motherfucker.
The bitch gonna put you in a category as a trick, man, if you fucking
her. Hey, the bitch gonna put you in a category as a trick as soon as you tell her that. You a trick, motherfucker. Hey, believe what you want to believe, and don't come on my show with that stupid shit. And let me show you how big of a punk you is. Everybody else got their number, so your number he is, because you a punk, man, and you don't want nobody to know who you are. So fuck you, man.
Nah,
come on,
man, that's some tricks.
You ain't being real.
Like I said, I agree with 95% of your shit, but like...
Bruh, I would rather you believe 0% of what I say, because you don't fucking believe the main thing to be a motherfucker. You cannot fuck bitches that ain't paying you. Period. You cannot do it. But if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. All you niggas do that shit today, man.
Don't tell nobody
that you listen to me. Keep it to yourself.
I don't want
no motherfucker like you talking about you listening to me. You a disgrace to pimp. You a disgrace, man.
If she make me $100,000, yeah, as a reward.
Nigga, you can't even fuck good enough to fuck a bitch that paid you $100,000. You scary motherfucker. All you motherfuckers talking that shit, you scared to fuck a hoe because the hoe be hoeing. And you scared, you think the trick fuck so good or whatever. Motherfucker, I don't know you. And man, I've been knowing you for 25 or 30 years. And I just see you in different colors in different states, man. But all y'all suckers, man. Every one of you suckers look the same.
This shit is a mind game. You think with your mind, not with your head.
Sesame Street motherfucker. I'll see you later. That motherfucker, he's a Sesame Street listening cartoon motherfucker. Gonna try to tell me what a pimp do. I know what pimps do. I just fuck with pimps all my life.
He said a true one, though.
I don't give a fuck what he said. Hey, 832. 832, what's up?
Hello?
Fuck that.
Turn down your radio.
That was his shit, man. I ain't trying to go through all that. Hey, Trey, listen, man. Let me tell you something, man. This pimp game, see, people be talking that shit. But what that fool heard, what he accidentally heard, was the motherfucking pimp said, man, I ain't fucking no bitch. I ain't fucking that bitch. But he is saying he ain't fucking the bitch to get the bitch to do what he want him to do. Because he only gonna fuck his hoe. Because a pimp don't want to be known as a chippy. A chippy is a motherfucker that go around fucking bitches that ain't paying him. Because he called himself not fucking his hoes. The worst thing to be called in the game for a bitch or a dude is a chippy. That means you don't deserve to be in the game. And this fool is a chippy talking about $100,000. Bitch ain't, he must never get no pussy because this bitch ain't never bringing him $100,000. And this fool know it. Now, 832, I don't know what the fuck was wrong.
Yeah, he sounded ridiculous.
Fuck is going on, man? Why is it taking so long to switch over?
Probably, I think these winds is messing up the connections because you cut in and out.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, yes, it is blowing like a motherfucker out there.
Yeah,
but any motherfucking way, man. I'm just saying, Trey, these cats gonna come on here, man, with the fake shit. They think that shit sound hard, man. It was a mind game, man. You got the bitch with your mind, motherfucker. Sucker ass motherfucker talking that shit. You
hey,
know.
Man, it's just rap music, man. They listen to these two or three lines and roll with it.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Women love a man with a set of beliefs that she can't make him change. See, that's what they like. See, you guys don't realize that, you know, the women you meet, who all accept they have the full potential to be hoes, you know, they see you like real hoes see your motherfucking ass. Real hoes stay as far away from you as possible because you one of them dinks. hey, motherfucker, they don't even call you a dick. They call you a dink. Motherfucker, your motherfucking ass is weak. Let me tell you guys something. You are absolutely at the weakest point in the game if you start talking about you don't fuck your hoes because it's a mind game. You know, woo-woo. Man, every pimp in the history of the game, except for real suckers, say that they fuck their hoes. Real suckers, a real sucker will say, man, I don't fuck no hoe, man. I don't fuck them hoes. But them motherfuckers be scared because they imagine what them tricks do and they can't compete with them tricks. they can't compete with them tricks, so they like, I ain't messing with that bitch. That bitch gonna see, I don't know shit about pussy. yeah. Hey, everybody I know, man. Everybody. Shantae, fucking anybody I goddamn know, fuck they hoes. And I wish some real pimps was on here so they could tell you, man. That's the only thing. You don't fuck no square bitch. You think way too much of yourself to be fucking some bitch that ain't paying you. Oh, man. See, today's women, they've learned, and hoes already knew, that a hard dick ain't got no goddamn conscience. You know, that's why anytime they know you looking for... Oh, what's that? That nigga was funny about he don't fuck no bitch. It's a mind game. Nigga, I pimp for 35 years, motherfucker. If anybody knows it's a mind game, I do. But the mind game is to get you some money. Mind game ain't about no goddamn pussy. Shit. See, you gotta motherfucking reverse the thinking and learn how to make that bitch want you. You know, that's what you got to do. If you learn how to make a bitch want you, then you will be able to see the beauty and the simplicity in what I be talking about, man. You know, alpha dogs, the pimps that I know are fully aware of how to make a woman fiend for his motherfucking dick. Period. And let me tell you something. Here's a motherfucker, somebody that ain't about the sex, and he work in the sex game. So what the bitch gonna do when she wanna get fucked for real? She don't get to fucking with them tricks. Oh, that's right. You let a thug come over and fuck her, huh, man? These guys are sick, man. They sick. They don't know shit about this game. And I'm telling you, man, all they want to do is explain how much they know. And that motherfucker that got off the phone just now, you can put everything he know and everything about 3/4 of all the motherfuckers that's out there talking about they pimping know all on the tip of a needle. it'll still be some more space. Because you motherfuckers are so sick with your beliefs.
I think he was digging deep in his arsenal when he said that too, boy. He was digging deep.
He was digging deep.
He thought he was saying something super profound there.
He did, man. It's a mind game, Rose. Yeah, brother, you right.
No.
You right, brother. It is a mind game. Can you spell mind? Hey, you asked that for spell mind. He said M-I. No, he said M-Y. Shit. All right, now
peace,
listen,
sir.
You guys. What you guys, you say something, man?
No, I was about to say, then he started talking about 100,000 racks. Like, come on, man.
Nah, this nigga don't know what to do with no 100,000. See, we all know if you get the Braun, every goddamn thing she has come with her. So, and when I get ready to actually tap that ass, that motherfucking bitch has already been brain fucked to satisfaction. And she knows me, and she shows me by remaining with me in pocket until I let that bitch know I'm ready to hit that thing. I ain't scared of no motherfucking pussy. I'll fuck the shit out of bitch. I want all you motherfuckers to have many, many women so you can see what women think, not what a woman think. You got to know women to catch hoes. Shit. You cannot have a string of women if all you think about is pussy. Shit. You get the bitch, you gave the pussy. So you get the pussy, you might miss the bitch. But which one would you rather have? Shit. Most of you motherfuckers will never even have more than one bra because you're hungry for pussy. And this lady, this potential hoe, is going to make sure you kept full of that shit if you fuck with her. Because then she ain't going to have to do no hoeing. Especially if you know you won't fuck her if she become a hoe. these motherfuckers are so crazy, man. do you see the sense in getting a bitch that you fucking and letting her know that you would never fuck her if she became your hoe, and you a pimp? I'm saying, you just telling her never to be your hoe. You know, I didn't see pimps that, you know, fucked up on a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the bitch first, and the next day you know the bitch is hoeing. I didn't see that. But these niggas don't even get to experience that because the bitch want to keep getting fucked and treated good, so they ain't going to turn into hoes. Now I'm starting to see, Trey, why these motherfuckers have one dish. They all have one dish, man. Trey, you was about to say something. What you had to say?
Oh, no. I wasn't saying that.
Okay.
He was a straight-up idiot.
No. I ain't got nothing to say. As soon as I start back to talking, there you go. Got nothing
well,
to say. Come on, man.
I didn't have nothing to say, but, you know, I didn't want to not say nothing because you asked me if I had something to say, so I might as well say something.
Silence is golden sometimes. Hey, listen though. What I'm really, really wanting, man, is for you guys to understand that part of being a real pimp is getting more from a woman than her motherfucking pussy. But you got to get the pussy. The pussy is nothing more than a sealer on to you getting paid. You can't expect the bitch to pay you. I mean, you can't expect. See, what you guys don't understand is, let me clarify this. A pimp know bitch ain't gonna pay you because you fucking her. He knows that the bitch ain't gonna pay because you fucking her. And so I'm not saying anything like that as far as fucking her. But what I'm saying is when the time comes to fuck, it could be every night, it could be every blue moon, if that's the case. I don't care when you do it. You going to have to fuck your hoe. You can't fuck no bitch that ain't paying you is what I'm saying. So you guys need to understand. That's some sucker shit. And obviously, dudes that say they don't fuck their hoes, they the kind of dudes that will fucking let a bitch tell him on Tuesday that them motherfuckers gonna be kissing her ass waiting on Monday because it's already Tuesday. This is shit like that, man. You know, because all the dude heard was that he could get the pussy. Fuck that, man. Ain't nobody thinking about pussy like that. I'm thinking, that's sucker shit. You know, you guys don't fully understand that I've adapted the mentality, not the philosophy, but the mentality of a real warrior. I don't want to kill no motherfucker, but I want to take shit, and I ain't taking no motherfucking prisoners. That's how I want you motherfuckers, man. But too many of you motherfuckers are soft as butter, man. Hey, Trey, you got anything you want to add? You know, my nigga Trey at artdirectdistrict.com, he do...
Well, no.
Artdirectdirect.com. Right. Yeah. Hey, but Trey, what are some of the things you do? I know you do post production shit, but list some of the shit you do. Give them a number.
Oh well, I could do we do videos. I could do as far as flyers, things like that. Also, if you want your catch cards, I can make your catch cards for you. Hit me up at treylavishdirect@gmail.com. I'll give you a sweet deal on some of those, and you can get those done. I know a lot of you cats don't have those yet. And that's about it, man. I can do your website for you, all kind of stuff. Anything graphics I can do.
Anything, any of that IT shit. All right, you guys.
Yeah, I can do your logos.
All right, you guys. What I want to say is I like today's show. We did talk, you know, and I talk a lot of shit, but I be talking about real pimp shit. And you guys that come on here lying, I mean, it's okay if that's what you want to do, but what I'm saying is it shouldn't be what you want to do. You should realize that lying to yourself like that, you know, like this dude was talking about all the women he got, lying to yourself like that keeps you from catching women, man. It does. It keeps, because when you lie like that, then you be really doubting what you're going to say to a bitch when you're talking for real. All right, y'all, I'm out.
All right.
Be cool.